Okay. So looking straight ahead of us, we have the covered slips. These were erected and maintained for the building and the restoration of ships and boats. I'd like to take you across to number 3 covered slip, the one straight across from us. It really is quite an incredible structure. It's got an amazing roof, which I'll show you. Yeah. And it houses collections from the Royal Engineers Museum, so another joint partnership. And people spend hours in there looking at the tanks and the different bridge building machines and the different equipment that used to be here in number 1 Smithery before the building was restored.
Ja, daar komen we net uit, de Smithse eigenlijk. It's not only ships, it's all things around the ship, making of the boat and etc.
Yes, there's also
what's that kind of
So this ahead of us she's called HMS Gannet. She was launched in 1878 and she's the last remaining sloop of Queen Victoria's Navy. So she is a gunboat.
A gunboat.
And a sloop, and she's actually part sail, part steam. So she was, she's one of the last kind of ships of that era. So we'll go and climb aboard her in a minute.
Ja, gaan we doen. Ja, ik zei al dat we in Chatham zijn, een historic dockyard, meer dan een bezoek waard, want je krijgt er wel een halve dag om. Een hele dag zou ik dan niet direct zeggen, dat kan wel. Maar je moet wel een stukje kunnen lopen eromheen. En ook de verschillende tentoonstellingen die er zijn. Eigenlijk is elke hal is een andere tentoonstelling. En of je nou van schepen houdt of niet, je krijgt wel een beeld van hoe en waarom ook schepen gemaakt en gebouwd werden. De dockyard.co.uk geeft alle informatie. Ook de site van Visit Kent, visitkent.co.uk. We zijn er nu, de Big Store.
Yes, here we are, the Big Store. If you look up, you'll see the most amazing roof structure. Yeah. That the building itself was built in 1838, and the floor, the mezzanine floor just up there, was put in the early 1900s, and it was used as a boat store. But this roof, how incredible it is. It's beautiful. Yeah. And inside, you'll see various things. You've got Kitchener's carriage, Lord Kitchener's carriage over there. There's a locomotive used during the D-Day landings further on down there. And as you can see, lots of tanks and little mini submarines. Yeah. It's a real mishmash of amazing objects, and a lot of them drawn from the Royal Engineers collection.
De historic dockyard kit is dit. Als je het plafond bekijkt, met veel ijzer, maar ook voornamelijk veel hout gebruikt. Ja, dat is nice.